This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll play Pick a Player. Here's Ian Rappaport making the case that Hollywood Brown is going to be the first wide receiver taken in the draft next week.
And usually, Tom, when you have a receiver who has a major injury, didn't work out, usually that knocks him down. I haven't actually heard anyone knock Hollywood Brown down for this foot injury. The size is a little bit of a concern, although basically a slot receiver, and those guys can certainly be a little smaller and a little shiftier. I wouldn't be surprised if he is the first receiver off the board. It is a very muddled group. There's no clear-cut number one. You mentioned where DK Metcalf is. Again, at this point, not a lock as a first-rounder. Hollywood Brown has impressed enough teams, injury or not, that it wouldn't be a surprise if he was the first guy taken.
So that's Ian Rappaport of NFL Network.
Can you imagine Showtime throwing to Hollywood? It's got a nice ring to it. Don't roll your eyes at me. You know it does.
You done, man? I just want to know if you're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah. All right.
So Showtime to Hollywood.
I don't know if it's something you had in Weston. I don't know if you've been hanging around BK too much.
What do they call those BK? A frosé? The frozen wine? Is that right? A frosé?
You have done a complete 180 on wanting them to draft a wide receiver.
News came out, man. When stuff happens, it's like, at some point, the caterpillar turns into a butterfly. We all have to change.
At the beginning of the week, you were steadfast on Veach should be fired. How can you watch this team and not improve this defense? How can you take a wide receiver? Now, we're talking about Tyreek maybe being suspended for a couple of weeks. It's, you got to do whatever you can. You got to go get Marquise Brown. You got to go get Hollywood Brown. This is where I am.
Uh-huh.
If they draft a wide receiver in the first round, I'll be a little bit worried because I think it means they know something they're not telling us. That is a significant resource. It's the best remaining resource that they have. Think about it. Either you use that to draft a wide receiver or you use it to trade for another player. But from now until the end of the season, the best resource that the Chiefs have to improve their roster is the 29th overall pick. It's the best roster, unless they're going to trade a player, which I don't think they're trading a player to improve. So theoretically, that's the best remaining asset that they have to go get a player.
Yeah.
If they use that on a wide receiver, it tells me a couple of things. Either they're really worried about not having Tyreek Hill for this upcoming season, or they are already planning to not have Tyreek Hill and or Sammy Watkins after the season. One of the two. But if they go in the second or third round, where Veach just yesterday said there is great depth in the second and third round, they go get their corner in round one, they go get their edge rusher in round one, and then they wait until pick 63rd to grab a wide receiver, I don't think you should be overly concerned if you're a Chiefs fan.
You do realize that earlier this week, when I said that they shouldn't draft an offensive player, a wide receiver in the first round, this Tyreek Hill news hadn't come out. And there's a big difference. If he's suspended for two games, 1/8 of the schedule, then the Chiefs can survive that, right? Their first two games, out the gates against Jacksonville, and then Tennessee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a very difficult schedule off the top. So if it's a two-game, four-game suspension, I think they can survive that. If we start talking about eight games and Tyreek Hill suspended for half the season, and the team that last year brought in the rushing champion Kareem Hunt, a top, at the time, 10 wide receiver in Tyreek Hill, the best tight end in the league in Travis Kelce, heads into next year with just Travis Kelce of those three, and all of a sudden everybody else gets promoted, and DeMarcus Robinson's your number two, and your number one, Sammy Watkins? Yes, I'm going to feel completely different, which is why I say, come the draft next Thursday, you have to completely recalibrate at this point and just take the most ready NFL player, whether that's a wide receiver, Hollywood Brown, or somebody on the defensive side.
BK, I want to bring you in on this. I have a question for you guys, and I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. Do you think that Mahomes is deserving of the contract he's going to get, or is he going to get it just because it's his time? Like, we agree, Jimmy Garoppolo got his contract because it was his time.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins got his contract because it was his time to get it. Do you guys genuinely believe that Mahomes is going to warrant the contract that he gets at the end of next season?
All of these big contracts come down to two things, timing and talent. And the only time that it's really matched up was earlier this week with Russell Wilson, where he has the talent and the timing. He's still got three or four good years left. The rest of these contracts, Aaron Rodgers, $33.5 million a year. Something tells me the Packers could go back on that. They wouldn't pay him that type of money. Kirk Cousins making $28 million. You just mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo, 27.5. Matthew Stafford, 27. Derek Carr is making $25 million a year. To answer your question, he deserves the money. Yes, the timing is right. But also, if you're going to pay anybody in the league, to me, literally, if you said you got to pay one guy $100 million to put his name on the dotted line, Patrick Mahomes is that guy.
Okay, so you're saying of all the quarterbacks in the NFL,
of all the players in the NFL, okay. Yes, he's the guy.
Okay, that was a long yes, but I can live with yes.
Yes is my answer.
All right, go ahead. Same question for you.
All right, can I give a preemptive strike after I answer your question,
C-Dot? All right, so just basically do the same thing that he just did.
No, the opposite. I'm going to actually answer your question, the thing that you're going to tell me next. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. I would pay him. Absolutely no question about it. Now, to respond before you get your strike out.
Because you already know what I'm going to say.
Because I know what you're going to say. I also think that even the best quarterbacks in the league need really good weapons around them. One of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers had struggled over the last few years is because he didn't have the same weapons around him. When he had Randall Cobb at the peak of his powers, he was pretty good. He had that guy along with Jordy Nelson. He also had a good running game behind him. He had one of the best offensive lines in the league. Like, we got to make this, we got to stop saying that if you have the great quarterback, you don't need the other things as much. These guys all need help around them, unless your name's Tom Brady and he breaks every single rule that any of us have for building a roster.
Okay.
So that's my preemptive strike.
Yeah, I think you knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, I do.
It's not that I don't think, so in this, let's say that Tyreek Hill misses 8 games. Let's just pick a nice round, 8 games, he misses half the season.
As I vomit in my mouth, yeah.
You still have, we agree, the best tight end in the NFL. I know you disagree, but I think Sammy Watkins is more than capable of holding it down for a small amount of time.
Based on what, all those 700-yard seasons he's had in the NFL?
I think I would take that next year just based on.
For a number one wide receiver.
Sammy Watkins has 1,000 yards receiving the last 2 years.
Does he?
1,100 total the last 2 years.
What has he got? 55, 60 like
that,
catches,
that,
career
that
high?
Ain't gonna, that needs to be what he has next year.
He's your number one receiver.
He's
not a number one under any circumstances.
I don't think he's a number one either.
He gets paid
but
like it.
Part of why, to answer you guys' question for you, a short answer, for longer than shorter than what you have.
Please.
Part of why you think Mahomes is worth $40 million a year is because he can make up the other thing that you don't have on your roster. That's why. So I don't think he needs the number one tight end in the NFL, a number one wide receiver in the NFL, a top five wide receiver we think in Tyreek Hill. He doesn't need the best running back in the NFL, arguably in Kareem Hunt.
If he's going to have 50 touchdowns and be the league MVP and have his team be the number one seed, he needs all those pieces.
Okay, well then that's not realistic then. The odds would suggest he's never going to do that again.
But he does have them right now. I understand what you're saying, that you could argue last year is going to be the year where Patrick Mahomes is surrounded by the most weapons he's going to have his entire career. You might be right.
I'm saying is you can't think that Sammy Watkins is worth $40 million and think he needs all those things. Then he's not worth $40 million.
He's not.
That's perfectly fine then. But I'm saying is if you think you got a quarterback who is truly deserving of having a contract that's going to take up 15% of your salary cap, that at some point you're going to have to live with the fact that he doesn't have everybody. That at some point it's not going to be that they don't want Sammy Watkins. It's that they can't pay Sammy Watkins because they pay Patrick Mahomes so much money. So at some point we're going to have to see if Mahomes can do it without having every single offensive advance you can have. And I would say even if they don't have Tyreek Hill, he still's got a bunch of advantages. You got Kelsey, you got Watkins, you got Andy Reid, you got Damian Williams. You can still go get somebody in free agency. And you can still go get a second round wide receiver. Just why do they have to get a wide receiver in round one? That just would tell me that you don't trust your quarterback.
They don't have to, but it sounds to me like you're suggesting that Patrick Mahomes would have had a similar season to what he had last year, where he was a league MVP. He had the highest passing percentage.
I just don't think that last year's a real touchdowns. Standard, though. I guess that's what I'm saying is, I think you can have really good season. Like, to use an example, Steph Curry. He hasn't had a season where he was the unanimous MVP, but we agree that Steph's still one of the 5 best players. So next year.
But how good does he make the Sacramento Kings compared to how good he makes the Warriors with all the players around
but
him?
But next year, Patrick Mahomes can throw for 4,100 yards and 39 touchdown passes. And the Chiefs aren't good.
That's the problem. This is the problem, C-Dot, is if he throws for 4,100 yards next year and only 30 touchdowns, the Chiefs defense needs to be legitimately good next year for them to be a title contender.
Yeah.
And this gets back to the sliding scale thing that I was mentioning earlier. If the Chiefs' offense is merely good next year, that's not good enough for this team to win a title. And that's my argument for this, is they need the offense to be great. And it's easier for them to take this offense without Tyreek Hill to being great again than it is to take this defense from where it is right now to being legitimately good. I could see them getting to average. They're not going to be a good defense next year.
I'll argue your argument and say, if you think Mahomes is going to throw for 4,000 yards and over 35 touchdowns, that their offense is just not going to be good. Their offense is still going to be one of the five best in the NFL.
I don't know. That's taking away 15 touchdowns and 1,000 yards from what he did last year for a team.
That's going to happen.
They did not play in the Super Bowl, guys.
Yeah, but I mean, that's going
to. Derek Carr threw for 4,100 yards last year.
Yeah, I mean, but that's going to happen if they have Tyreek Hill or not. He's not throwing 50 touchdown passes next year.
Probably not.
He's not. So, I mean, even if they have Tyreek Hill, we're just going to say that even the next year, if he throws 43 touchdown passes, that was a disappointing year? No, it's going to be a great year.
If they have Tyreek Hill, he should be the heavy favorite to repeat his league MVP. If they don't have Tyreek Hill, he shouldn't be. I mean, that's how important Tyreek Hill is, not just to this team, but to that particular player.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm just, I guess, we just disagree. That's sports. That's life. I don't have any issue with that. Just, I find it hard to believe you think you think that Mahomes is worth $40 million.
A large reason. I'm not saying the only reason. I'm saying a large reason.
Because to me, that's Jared Goff. Like, Jared Goff, to me, needs Sean McVay. He needs Todd Gurley. He needs Brandon Cooks. He needs all the things. I don't think that he's talented enough. I think that Mahomes is talented enough that for a month and a half, he can make do without having Tyreek Hill because there's enough options on the team. Like, I don't want to make it seem like their offense goes from the Chiefs last year without Tyreek Hill to now all of a sudden they're Jacksonville offensively because Tyreek Hill isn't there. They got more than enough to get by offensively for a month and a half.
You made the Jared Goff comp, not me, but I would like to see how good Jared Goff would be with Kareem Hunt as his running back, with Tyreek Hill as his number one wide receiver, with Andy Reid as his head coach, with Travis Kelce as his tight end.
On this argument.
I'm just suggesting.
I would just like it to be known.
I'm just suggesting that they do need all those weapons. It's not like Patrick Mahomes is going to have the season he had if he had average weapons around him.
Yeah, I would say they don't have average weapons still. I would still say that minus Tyreek Hill, they have one of the 10 best offenses in the NFL.
Even without Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, you still think that they've got enough weapons around them. But if they're top 10, back to BK's point, if they're top 10, they're on the fringe of making the playoffs. They were number one last year, and that's the reason why they were so close to the Super Bowl.
They're a fringe team in making the playoffs?
If they're a number 10 offense compared to the third best offense in the history of the NFL?
I think that's true.
Yeah, I strongly disagree.
Because the defense is, I don't know if you recognize just how bad this defense is.
I strongly disagree.
And it's going to be again.
I strongly disagree.
As good as the offense was last year, the defense wasn't quite as bad, but it was pretty damn close.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I saw this team whenever they couldn't throw touchdown passes to wide receivers. They had Alex Smith, and they seem how somehow managed always to win 9 and 10 games every single year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.